Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And you're listening to the podcast where comedians drink beer and make conspiracies fun again.
Yeah, we at least try.
Try to make conspiracies fun again. God, they've really taken a hit.
I tell you, man, way to go. Fuck it up, everybody, with legit conspiracies that aren't fun.
Today we're talking about the darkest of coffee.
Oh.
It's a dark tale today.
Oh, all right.
And speaking of dark tales, a moment of silence.
Mm.
May the vampire of all vampires, the Queen of England, rest in peace.
Yes.
The Queen has passed.
Yes, finally. She has passed. We now have a king.
King.
We had a great episode on the Queen.
Yeah, we do have a great episode. We maybe just have to do it again because there's so much information that really makes it clear that the Queen was, in fact, drinking her own blood.
Or kids' blood.
Kids'
right?
blood. Yeah, it was kids' blood.
Yeah, and traveling. She ran out. That's why she died.
Yeah, probably. It's probably our episode where they were like, they're on to me.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that we took down another vampire. She was an awful person. I'm just kidding. Well, listen, no better person to talk about our topic today than our friend, comedian here in Raleigh, North Carolina, friend of the pod. Just an all-around swell guy. Give it up for Alex Hofford.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome
what
back.
What up?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Living the dream right now.
Just
dreaming and living, man. Yep. That's all I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Dreaming of jobs and living unemployed.
That nice. Is,
that's the life, man.
Look at this. Sam's opposite. He's trying to find a job. Don't put my episode out. You're like, I need a job. Put episodes out.
Dude, anything that I don't have to write out on a resume, they're going to find out a lot that I don't need to put into a CV right now.
Right, yeah.
I like it, man.
It's like, not only can I help you guys with enablement and implementation, but I've also got opinions on things.
That's good.
And you should probably know about that before you give me money and or benefits.
Yeah.
What do you think about coffee? You coffee drinker?
Oh, yeah. I love coffee.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you take your coffee?
Black.
Black. Straight
up.
No,
straight up.
Good man.
I mean, sometimes I dabble, but like it's just so much easier to just take it.
Yeah. Just take it.
You want to make fun of me for wanting a multicultural princess, and this guy's just taking it.
Dude,
black, just take it.
If I've learned anything, once you add white to it, it's ruined.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. What is
terrible?
Did you start out with black coffee?
Yeah.
And you just you never had a milk and sugar phase.
Because when I was in college, I'd only buy the coffee or only get the coffee. And I never did the cappuccinos and stuff like that because I just didn't like the added sugar and everything. Yeah, I don't even do stevia. I mean, plus I feel because I also was on like a loose leaf tea kick for a while, and you just taste more of it when you take it straight up.
Yeah. I mean that's true of everything.
It's delicious.
I used to do like a lot of cream, a lot of sugar, and stir it and taste it, stir it and taste it.
Oh yeah.
And I was standing in line at a fast food restaurant, and a guy behind me, big dude, was sort of like, son, if you're going to drink coffee, drink coffee.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was
always a cowboy.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, damn, I feel emasculated.
I mean, kind of in the same vein, like I'm a dainty dude. And I feel like if there's going to be any respect points that I'm going to get from some old head going into Bojangles, like, well, at least he doesn't pussy it up with any cream and sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think black coffee stunted your growth? You think that's kind of like...
I didn't drink coffee until college. So unless you get a growth spurt at 23, I think I was well past that. I think it was just more other nutritional.
Did you ever hear that? That's not true, though. I've always heard that.
I've heard that, too, yeah.
My parents tried to make an explanation for it for some of the... I was like, well, you know, everyone on your mom's side of the family's tall. It's got to be coming sometime. I'm like, it's not. I'm 32. It's not coming.
Yeah, not.
3 years later, I think I might have grown an inch, but I also broke a toe getting into the bathtub the other day. So I'm not long for the height that I've got.
Well, that's all right.
Just take my limbs, man.
You were getting into the bathtub for a shower.
Yeah, for a shower, and I just didn't.
Couldn't clear the...
I just didn't pick my foot up enough.
Were you under the faucet showering? You're that short. Yep. So just the main faucet?
Yep. Yeah. It was it's a big effort to not fall into the drain when I'm trying to take a shower. Yeah,
I'm in the same boat. I'm actually shorter than you.
You're shorter than Alex?
Probably.
I don't know.
5'6".
Oh, we're the same height.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't think that's that short. I mean,
not for like the 30s.
Oh, yeah. You guys would have been giants.
Yeah.
It feels like Shane's taller because he's got a wife. It's like the short king over here actually did it. I'm over here being like, "M'lady, please,
please,
I have a step stool.
Help me out the tub." I've seen this phenomena where, and maybe it's just for views, but like there's one TikTok star who's like really tall. She's over 6 feet, and she's like, "I only date short. I like short king." Is that a real thing, or is that just for?
I think it's just for that. Everybody else hates short guys,
dude. Yeah, like if I've read anything on like dating profiles or anything, like it's like anybody under 6 foot need not apply. I'm like,
yeah.
Would you cool. little spoon with a big girl? Would you date a girl?
Oh, yeah,
you
absolutely.
Would 6'5".
I don't have any predilections where I'm like, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, shit, if she's taller than me, I expect to get carried around.
Yeah,
I bet. My college girlfriend was like 5'9".
Yeah,
that's like awesome. That. Back to the story. You drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was particularly interested in an article that came out just this week about a coffee shop in Logan, Utah. Are you guys familiar?
I've been there, yeah.
You been to Logan?
Yeah.
What for?
I was on my RV trip.
What? But why stop in Logan?
I think because they probably had an RV park.
Oh, okay.
Let me, look it up.
I mean, it's in the general Salt Lake City metropolitan area. I mean, it's, if you know where Salt Lake is, like Salt Lake runs kind of north to south, mm-hmm. and Salt Lake's kind of near the bottom of the lake, the city. I mean, like the southernmost part of the lake. I guess I should say as the lake existed 20 years ago.
Isn't it just a salt flat now?
I think it's drying up rapidly, yeah. but the northern end of the lake, like Logan's up near there.
Oh, I've never been there. Never mind. I'm full of shit.
It's so it's just a, you know, it's a normal, you know.
Oh, it's right by the Uinta. It's right by Skinwalker Ranch.
It is right by Skinwalker Ranch.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And then there's a coffee shop there called Country No Nonsense Coffee.
Mm.
Which, does that not sound like a Coen Brothers film or something like this?
Old Country for
it
No
definitely
Nonsense.
Sounds like the sequel to The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
It doesn't sound like a good name for, I mean,
probably some weird haircuts
like
in there.
Like,
do you like ask for cream and they throw it in your face?
Yeah.
Like hot coffee?
No.
Or everyone's trying to sip your cappuccino?
Man. I think it sounds to me like two family members that had a name. One was like, how about No Nonsense Coffee? Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of nonsense in coffee shops, mm-hmm. and we want none of that. And then I was like, no, I like the country coffee.
Yeah, but we're in the country.
We're in the country.
Oh, a classic Roots Chris scenario.
Yeah, Roots.
Right, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's how it sounds to me. Well, the current owners moved in, they purchased the place from the prior owners who abruptly left the building, and it lay fallow for 3 years, empty, non-used, and these people bought it. And since they moved in, there has been a series of strange things going on in the shop.
Okay.
Here are some of the things that go on. Like motion lights turn on and off when there's no trigger.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're just like, why'd that light come on, turned off? The bathroom doors will get locked.
Mm.
Okay. So like you go like, and you know how these doors are where like, you need a key to get in,
yeah.
And then, so it's like, who locked the
back? It's like one of those little, like, turn locks.
You have to be on the inside. So it's like, who locked the door, mm-hmm. right? And there's no one in there, right? So I've had this happen before, like, in a restaurant where you're, like, waiting for the bathroom. And you're waiting, and you're like, I don't think anyone's in there, but it's locked. And then they come and they open it and someone's like taking a shit. And you're like, oh, sorry. Oh,
you're just a quiet pooper.
Shoot.
You just put no effort or enthusiasm into your BM.
Yeah, like, come on. Let it rip.
Yeah, let us hear
something.
It.
It's like, we know you're hurting. Like, don't pop a blood vessel on our accord for
be anything. Loud, be proud.
Man, it is tough when you're sitting there taking a public restroom dump and you hear that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, what do I say? Give me a minute.
I always yell occupado.
So you give them like the
Yeah.
You play the foreigner card. Like they think, oh.
I just do that because it can get everybody. Everybody knows what that will mean, right?
Like, yeah. Not, no.
I always go, shh, stop talking. And then when I leave, they just see one person leaving. They're like, what the fuck?
I would just, I think if,
oh,
I
that's
had
a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had the forethought to do it, I would be mid squeege and someone knock and I'd just be like, not now. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
have
right.
To, like, say something in the effort of it all.
Yeah. Just, have you ever heard people talk while they're taking dumps?
I've heard people on the phone.
Well, I mean, no, like talking to themselves, or like, oh, like when people are like, oh,
you
no.
You got this, champ.
I heard a guy go, oh, no. And I was like, come on, man, really?
I heard a guy singing while violently defecating in the stall.
He's probably trying to hide the sound.
No, no. As a matter of fact, I was in New York City for some work, and I got stomach flu. I got something where I was like just throwing up. Mm. I was supposed to stay for like another 2 days, and I was like, I can't. I got to get out of here. Like, which meant I had to go through LaGuardia. Like, and I knew I was going to have to use the bathroom, which I'm terrified of public restrooms.
Oh yeah,
and airport public restrooms are my biggest phobia. But I was
those
like,
are the only places I can go.
Gross.
I know, it's weird.
What is wrong with you?
Well, because it's like anonymous enough to where I'm like, you find the clean one and it's anonymous enough.
Also, they
people
all
never
have
know
leg
it.
Space, dude.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Got to fit luggage, but yeah. It can also fit a sprawling mid-40s man.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Well, I sat down and the guy next to me is just, forgive the juvenile nature, he's just blowing it up. Mm. And I'm nauseous as it is. And I'm like,
oh, God.
When he starts, and I swear he's like, if you don't like what you smell here,
oh, God.
I get the funk out.
It's Tommy Wiseau.
And he just started singing this song about this, and I'm just, and he did not.
Did
you're
not.
Tearing me apart, turd.
Oh, hi, Mark.
God, it was so.
Oh, hi, Fart.
Oh, hi, Fart.
It's one of the most horrific moments of my life.
That's horrible.
Well, the bathroom doors. Oh, the whoever is involved in this will change the music.
Oh,
so like the music will suddenly change to songs that aren't in their queue or on their playlist, and then it will ring up its own purchases on their point of sale software. And
oh,
so we're
going
to listen to a clip from the coffee shop owner that explains this phenomena.
Okay, here we go.
So this is a. The no-nonsense coffee shop owner.
It is a brand new machine. We got the machine like 2 weeks ago. And so I was thinking maybe it's a glitch in the system that it keeps ringing things up. But it's never the same item. And it never does it with me. It's only with my sister and my other employee.
So there you have it. I can see your face.
I know. I'm like, someone's just ripping shit off.
Like, you're not even trying to hide your stolen valor. Like, you went on the news and be like, I mean, if there's anybody that it's going to happen to, it's me and my sister, but it's only 5%. Yeah. It's not even that much.
That's right.
So, so in case it wasn't clear,
that's amazing.
The ghost is ringing itself up. Applying a military or employee discount.
It only gets 6 donuts at a time,
but doesn't happen to the owner. It only happens to her sister or her other employee.
Yeah, that sounds like someone's just ripping stuff off, but it didn't want to deal with inventory.
I think the bigger conspiracy is, how is this news station in Utah right. manufacturing stories like this? Like, all right, so what if? What if you just told us that it's a ghost?
Well, they also, well, let me just say this. They lived with this ghost thing for quite some time, which doesn't sound that odd to me. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we all, for those listening, we've all performed at the Comedy Club, Good Nights Comedy Club, which recently was torn down, rest in peace. But there was a rumored ghost there, and the employees there talked. There was even footage.
Yeah, I've seen the footage.
Of a ghost, like, shooting a bottle off of a shelf.
And it's a glass, and it shatters.
Yeah, yeah, like.
Really?
Yeah. And I've seen the video. It's crazy.
And so, like, and employees that we know really well were like, yeah, you just don't go to certain places at night because they're haunted as hell. And it's an old, old building with a long history. So,
city limits. So,
it sounds like women are dancing
the
on
ghost
the
ghost of the mechanical bull.
Yeah.
So there was
underage drinking.
There was So I get, I lived in a haunted house for a long time. I just realized
my ghost sounded like Don Pardo.
I know, I was thinking that too. I was like.
And he's a ghost.
He is, so
that
he actually, is.
You think he sounds more ghost-like now that he's a ghost?
He probably does.
Ooh, welcome to hell.
I think so. He's finally evolved to his final form.
He's finally inhabiting the voice that he made bank off of.
I understand living with a ghost. Something, however, changed because they would review security footage at times and they would see, oh, there's the ghost. And then at one point they heard something which terrified them. And what you're going to hear is the first of a series of growls that were caught on a security camera at the Country No Nonsense Coffee Shop in Logan, Utah.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. That's it.
Sounds like someone in the shitter.
Yeah, it sounds like a violent squirt. Yeah. Guess what? When you drink all that coffee on a military discount,
that's right.
You're going to take a violent shit in the employee bathroom.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No nonsense. No bowel control. So that was
more like no incense. This is going to stink.
Am I right?
But then there's another one they played. And I heard that one and I was like, yeah. That just sounds like static in the background. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
I
mean, like, it's hard to say.
But then they caught another one on a camera or on a security footage that I listened to, and we're going to hear that one now. And I want you to give your thoughts on it.
In addition to the motion detector light,
oh my God.
Investigators shared audio clips where they say you can hear a growl.
Wow, right away.
Wow, so that's that was a growl.
Wow. She said it was a growl and a half.
Yeah, that one, and what you're hearing.
She would know because her sister gave the full growl, she only kind of like half.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that clip was caught by Bear River Paranormal investigators who were brought in to investigate this. They also caught
AKA justify their purchase.
Exactly, yeah.
More on that in a second. They also caught an elephant sound on tape. And that clip you listen to, the paranormal investigators would actually like request that they like the ghost would turn the light on and off and they'd be like, can you do that again?
Oh, wow.
And it would turn it on and off. And they're like, they freak out. And then, can we hear what you sound like? And it's like, and then it does the elephant noise.
Right.
Now, when I was researching this, I started looking at the area. And where they are is like a city park in Logan. And right next door is a zoo. So,
It is.
It's like a small zoo. And I don't think they have elephants. At least they didn't on their current list of animals.
Right.
But I was like, did you guys do any fucking research on this story?
That's amazing.
The security footage also captured one of the sisters at the cash register punching in the military discount for 5% off her purchase of a black coffee.
But
her sister joined in later.
But to my point, they brought in Bear River Paranormal, which is a paranormal investigative group, investigative journalist. Based out of Utah, they serve that area. And here's the thing. Free. They don't charge a dime, 100% nonprofit.
Okay.
If you got an investigation you want, if wherever there's trouble, they're there on the double.
Nice.
They're the Bloodhound Gang.
Man, I forgot about that show.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wherever there's trouble, we're there on the double.
We're the Bloodhound Gang. Fucking, we're old.
When you said Bloodhound Gang, I just thought the Bad Touch.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Totally different.
I was like, oh, you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. Oh, the mammals.
Oh,
that's where the growl came from. It's because they were listening to the Bad Touch.
Right. Yes. Well,
what the sounds didn't catch was that sick synth line in the background.
I know, right?
This is what the Bear River Paranormal says. And this is pretty, I think, typical of these paranormal investigative groups. Is we do... I love this. We do a scientific type of investigation.
Type.
Type.
Yeah. But
it's kind of science.
It's kind of. We don't follow the scientific method, which requires a lot of structure. But
and it also, we don't believe we're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
That's ultimately what it comes down to, is like, oh, your science says we're wrong. Well, we believe otherwise.
And sometimes you hear growling, but it's our stomachs because we don't get paid. We're a nonprofit and we're very hungry.
Because we're starving out here looking for ghosts. That don't exist.
So he says, we do a scientific type of investigation using high-tech equipment, logical thinking / tasks to shed light on if there is paranormal activity taking place at a particular location.
Okay.
It is not our goal to prove or disprove a haunting or convince others to do the same. We merely present the evidence, give our professional and unbiased opinions, and let others judge the evidence for themselves.
Both. They just show up with a tuning fork.
Yeah, yeah. This is how I'm going to start describing my comedy, because it sounds like you're just describing a hobby. It's like, I'm not putting structure behind it. I'm not trying to deliver
results.
These jokes
may or may not make you laugh.
That's right.
I don't understand. They're like, we're not trying to convince anybody. And then they're like, we present the evidence and then give our professional opinions. And I'm like, you don't give an opinion unless you're trying to convince somebody.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what opinions are meant to do. In right. my professional opinion, this is what you are seeing.
Right. So that's completely debunked by the idea that you have evidence. You can't base opinion off of evidence.
Exactly.
Evidence
yeah.
points to facts.
Right.
Right. Well,
it's like, well, you know, the facts are here that we are who we are.
And listen,
the world is getting hotter.
Yep. And I'm not.
But we believe that it's a paranormal demons
right.
really haunting you for your sins and dreams.
And I want to just say, if for some reason the Bear River paranormal investigators hear this episode, which they might, they also have their own podcast where they talk about their
we apologize.
Their investigations.
That cost $150 to listen to.
Yes.
So. Yeah, probably so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. They got a good racket.
If you want to advertise on the episode where we talk about your coffee shop, that's where they make their money.
Yeah.
But honestly, get in touch with us. We'll have you on the pod. We'll talk to you guys. I'm not saying that what they're doing is wrong. I'm just saying this is terribly written.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, and they didn't write this. This is not their fault.
No, they probably. What do you think?
It was written by a Ouija board.
Well, no, you're saying this is. Oh, they wrote that. I thought you meant like the article about this. Phenomenon.
Oh no,
they
no,
didn't
no,
write that.
They didn't
but
write,
you're just saying they, their
this was
mission
straight,
statement.
I copied this from right. their
yeah,
website.
That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, we could be the ghost hunters in Raleigh.
And oh, like, yeah. Well, yeah, we're full of shit, too.
I mean, yeah.
And we'll do it for a dollar.
Yeah.
High-tech equipment is just like a soundboard and a mic. Like,
yeah,
you know,
we're high-tech equipment that. Right now. Listen. what was that? It's David Draymond.
Yeah, it's okay. Now,
place is very disturbed. We got to get out of here.
So while they were there, they experienced all sorts of phenomena. The one that I will say to me is
cornfield.
The one that I think is the most compelling is that they have a video camera and someone's like, oh, look at my laptop. And their Wi-Fi is off. Mm. And I've heard this from other paranormal investigators, like, you know, you usually have like any kind of like three, you put your phones on airplane. You don't want to.
Yeah, probably because it messes with the electromagnetic
field
readers. Yeah,
a lot of what they're investigating is electromagnetic anomalies and field waves. So Wi-Fi's off, but someone boots up their laptop and it's just like something else is in control of their laptop. It's opening windows and closing windows and like.
It's just a fucking IT dude that's like, he's like using your remote, whatever it's called.
There's also apparently ghosts on every airplane we've ever ridden on. It's like, don't turn on your cell phone until we're on the ground.
That's right.
Otherwise, the pilot will lose all bearing.
That's right.
Yeah,
I don't know why all of my examples are like, this is a weird New York accent.
Well, we started with that, and we just can't get it out.
Yeah, that's true. I can't get it out of my head. I'll do a different one next time,
yeah.
I promise.
Go Australian.
All right.
Yeah, real believable.
This
is
Roy.
Crikey. Right.
Well, that's just insane, Steve.
Well, the one thing I will say about the, because there's video of the laptop going crazy, is that electromagnetic interference in terms of paranormal experiences, that has some truism to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people experience when they have what they call a haunted place, like electronic devices act odd. And I don't know if that's because, as we've often talked about, if there is a thin place where some sort of being is able to move, is it somehow, is it some sort of meshing of magnetic fields and that has some sort of impact on electrical?
I mean, it's just like when they record things with video too, like things will show up in infrared versus UV.
Right.
Different wavelengths for different planes of existence, perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, right. Because, you know, reality is things moving at different speeds of light. And if a different reality just means a different frequency.
Yeah.
Right. If there's an entire frequency, I mean, if the Mandela effect, for example, is just that there was a frequency, just two frequencies in reality just sort of collided. And some of us remember one and some of us remember another. Yeah. Like that to me at least has some, I can kind of wrap my mind around that. So the laptop and the electronic phenomenon to me are not.
Yeah, that seems tied together.
It seems tied together.
That's the most believable thing that's happened so far.
But it's the most tangible.
Right, yeah, because you can see it. Yeah.
Or like fluxes in my. Well, it's kind of like the Skinwalker Ranch, right? Like, because that's close by.
It's close by.
And they talked about, like, what fluctuations in magnetic waves there because of the mining and stuff that was done.
Yeah,
sure. Like, that wouldn't surprise me if there's pockets of that that can burst up from time to time.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, now I will say whether this is the story behind all of it or if they're just capitalizing on a hot topic, the coffee shop owners are doing haunted Halloween tours up until the 31st.
Of course.
Of course,
they have a coffee probably named after the ghost or something.
Right,
which is special at that time is everybody gets the military discount.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But I don't mean this in as mean of a way as it's going to sound, but it does sound mean. Like, if you go watch the owner and stuff, that long con seems a little bit out of her wheelhouse.
There's a certain level of attention and focus that's required to pull something off.
Right. Yeah, and do I think that maybe they're like, wow, a lot of people are coming into the haunted coffee shop. We should kind of lean into this because it's good for business. That I get.
Right, yeah.
Right? I mean, like, the fucking Grove Park Inn has a hotel room that is the haunted room in the Grove Park Inn, and it's booked for the foreseeable future.
I would love if that was just the honeymoon suite and everyone hears moaning. It's just the people fucking. It sounds like there's ghosts in there. It's like, no. Yeah.
Well, technically there are because only one makes it to the A.
That's right.
Right. So I think a lot of people lean into the ghost thing because there's enough people that are like,
what's it
going to do to me? I always like to, when I read these things, one, I always like to say, like, I never know. Like, we've had people on that are like, yeah, that can be explained by science. So I'm always like, well, let me just assume that something real is happening. What could it possibly be? So I went like sort of digging in the area and being like, let me see what could. Mm-hmm. And Skinwalker Ranch is certainly close. And that's a nice way to sort of say, well, if you buy into Skinwalker Ranch, which I think there is something real about Skinwalker Ranch.
Sure. Tangible there too.
Yeah.
So like, could this idea that there's a blending of, you know, some sort of dimensions that are sort
multiverse.
Of bleeding into one another. Like, what could possibly have happened? And what I found, and this is the dark part of this dark story, is nearby. I don't know if it's nearby. Do you think 12 miles is nearby?
Yeah.
For ghosts, it's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, usually you think about a haunting as like they were there. Like, But so I was like, but it is, if you go, like, the coffee shop is on a river, and if you follow that river upstream about 12 miles in the Logan Canyon, you will come to what is called Hatches Camp, also known as St. Anne's Retreat.
Okay.
And that is one of the most haunted, creepy places I have ever read about.
Really? We should have done a pod on that place.
Well, we are.
Is this part two?
It's part two, but it's Hatches Camp was built in the 1915s by
that's pretty specific and also very broad at the same time.
Yeah. It's about a year.
Hezekiah. Well, 15 to 18.
Okay. It was like 365 days.
You know how a camp is, like.
Yeah.
I was born in the 1987s. You know, somewhere in there.
I'll let you figure it out.
Yeah, it was like the first cabin was built in 1915, but then like the camps, and then someone's like, "Hey, it's nice out here," and then they Come here. That was my attempt at a Mormon accent.
That's pretty good.
Sound like a goblin.
Because his name was Hezekiah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Hezekiah, can I build a cabin on your head?
And what's crazy is he's 14.
He was the head of Logan Bank. So probably a well-known guy in the community, I would guess. Various other cabins were added. And by 1930, it passed to Hezekiah's son, L. Boyd Hatch. Guarantee you that the L stood for something extremely Mormon, like Lazarus.
He was
like, I'm done being
Lucretius.
Yeah, he moved to New York. Almost assuredly, he's got a backstory there.
Yeah.
I don't think you leave Utah with a dad like Hezekiah.
And that L name's definitely got to be super Mormon because you'd hide that shit before you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He was on his rumspringa.
Leviticus Boyd Hatch.
Is that what they do?
just cut his curls off as soon as he gets to the city. He's like, I'm done with this.
That's right.
But then he sees a Hasidic Jew walking around. He's like, oh, I could have kept him.
It took me so long to grow these.
Fuck.
Well, to add to the mystery of L. Boyd Hatch, he was actually in New York one of the richest men in the world, in the country at that time. The camp itself became like this famous rustic retreat that he upkept for movie stars, directors, actors, politicians.
Like a Lake Tahoe type.
If you know Logan, I mean, the thing about Logan is it's proximity to like amazing skiing. A lot of people have like ski homes there.
Is there an airport there where people fly into?
There is.
Maybe that's why I thought I'd been there.
Yeah, there is. Yes. Okay.
Well, Logan's also the Boston
airport. Damn it. That's what I'm thinking of.
That's probably the one.
Yeah, you're right. I took my RV to that airport.
I forget. I think, I don't, is Park Slope?
That's New York. That's Brooklyn.
No. That is.
But it is.
It is.
Next to Williamsburg, dude.
It is.
Beaver Mountain Lodge.
Oh, hell yeah.
Beaver Mountain Ski Area. Cherry Peak Resort. There's a lot of skiing. I think it was like a winter kind of retreat. Kind of the way that Ketchum, Idaho became a real sort of popular destination.
Or like Asheville even. It's just like, it's a spot for rich people to go and hang out.
Asheville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the whole history of Asheville. It's a health retreat.
Oh.
And then rich people started going there to get rid of their
ailments. I thought it was stinky hippies.
No, that's after the fact.
With incredible music talent.
Yeah. No, that's much after the fact.
I was in Asheville.
It was nothing but rich people, and then the synthesizer came.
That's right.
And ruined it for everybody. Yep.
They're like, fuck these cornflakes.
I was in Asheville just with my wife on a vacation once, and we just, you know, just walking around the streets. There was a band busking, and they had a sound of like a 1920s jazz band. Lead singer was a tall woman, and they all kind of dressed the part, beards, whole thing. And it was just this beautiful sound. It was like stepping back in time. Everyone in the audience enchanted. Song ends, money goes in the, and we were just like, well, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. We walked 1 minute later and we saw all of them just getting a hit of heroin a guy and just shooting up. And we're just like, that feels so wrong now.
Yeah.
You guys see the life cycle of rock and roll.
It was like watching a Stones documentary in 4 minutes.
You can't have good music without heroin.
Incredible. Well, the Hatch family sort of gave up this sort of thing in 1951, September. They donated it to the Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake, which is, by the way,
if there weren't ghosts before,
I know, right?
Incredibly weird.
Yeah.
That a very prominent Mormon family would donate the land
to the Catholic
Church,
yeah,
which is weird.
That's like the antithesis of everything they want to do.
Yes, yeah. And the Catholic Church is almost like a mission in Utah. Like they are fighting, not fighting is not the right word, but they are trying to make
crusading
against
I mean, it's essentially trying to keep the Mormons from controlling the state,
which is good,
but it didn't work.
Right.
Well, the Catholic Church renamed it St. Anne's, and they use it as a youth retreat camp until 1978 when it was sold. This is where it gets really, really dark.
Okay.
So the story is that the Catholic Church used St. Anne's retreat where they sent nuns who had become pregnant for various reasons, most often because a priest
right.
had impregnated them.
Damn.
And they sent them there, and then they secretly had their children. And then those children were secretly shuffled off for adoption.
Crazy.
But there are numerous stories of a mother superior. So like sometimes these nuns would try to escape with their child, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't want to part with my very typical, by the way.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Like I don't want to lose my child. I want to have this baby. The mother superior, when they caught them, would not only kill the nun, but would kill the baby.
Crazy.
And this happened.
And then she would absorb her power.
That's right. All
mother superior.
That's right. So they were, the bodies were buried on the property.
Wow.
So there is rumors of like mass hidden graves on Hatch's wow. camp.
I wouldn't, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, look at what they're discovering in Canada, all these like mass graves in the
Christian, with the indigenous
schools and shit. Yeah. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
I mean, they did that shit down in the South too.
Oh, they're everywhere. Yeah. It's almost like religion's bad.
Yeah. And you know, the only evidence,
it's a wild take, Shane.
The mm-hmm. only evidence that I found that kind of like suggests there's more going on here is that it's obviously for local school kids. The rumors of St. Anne's Retreat are legend, and so it's an often place where people kind of sort of, oh, let's go to the haunted mm-hmm. retreat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Legion of stories about people going and seeing crazy, scary stuff. That's very much like, you know, Raleigh has like an old Catholic orphanage that burned down, and you can smell the smoke and hear the kids screaming.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. I've never heard it.
It's just cicadas.
Every 14 years.
I've smelled the smoke. Ooh. I've never heard the babies.
Oh, that's good. That's crying. Probably terrifying.
And I met a postman, so they had a statue of some Catholic person in the orphanage that when it burned down, because it was made out of marble, it did, or whatever, stone, granite, it didn't burn. And it got moved to like a post office in Cary. And I met a post person who worked at that office, and they were like, yeah, we don't like being there at night because you can hear and smell smoke from that.
Holy shit.
That well, statue. The smoke is probably imbued in the statue.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
It's, you just cut the air off.
Down, I know. A building and children burnt down around the statue. It's going to like get the.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long it lasts. I don't know how porous it is.
Yeah, I don't know how porous that rock is.
It's hard to say because when you get granite countertops, you're like, you got to seal this.
All I know
every
is
year.
I burned one bag of popcorn in my apartment.
Yeah, and you had to move.
I got to move, dude. Yeah. It's
like, this place haunted? No, it's just bad chemical. No,
just Orville fucking misjudged the butter in the bag.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
But Dick's Park is also, before you get started again, Dick's Park is another spot, and that's another place.
There's
in
mass graves there.
Mass graves, and that there is a group of NC detectives. That's what they're called. I can't remember, something like that. But they would do metal detecting on the property.
Yeah.
And Dix was like, "You can't do that." And then basically, it came out that the rumor was that there's like babies buried all across the fields, and we don't want you digging up shit.
Yeah.
But then they're like, "Of course, that's not the case." But then. I mean, who knows the shit? I mean, of course, people are probably having babies in a quote unquote insane asylum.
Shit. We're talking about people who they didn't know how to treat mental health back then.
Yeah. Right.
And they also didn't know how the reproductive system worked back then. So it's just a compound result of just lack of information and just like, I guess we throw it in this giant pit and we don't have to worry about anything.
Right.
But now they're going to turn it into Raleigh Central Park. So we'll see what they find when they start digging.
Oh, boy. Yeah. We're going to have a fucking haunted carousel, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
I hope that's
something wicked this way comes.
Dude, I think it'd be great.
Let's go.
That movie scared the shit out of me.
It's a terrifying movie.
Yeah.
Which one is this?
Something wicked this way comes.
Doesn't ring a bell.
It's a carnival comes to town and brings a whole lot of evil.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I will say that the story I was going to tell, some kids went up there in like the 90s, I think, and they were exploring like an abandoned pool. So again, think about like if bodies are buried, you're in a pool. Out of nowhere, the two people that kind of upkeep the place, like bust in, tied them up, guns to their face, kidnapped them, and were just like, what did you see? What the fuck did you see? And they were like... Where the kids, when the kids were finally made it home, that there was a big arrest and big thing and
crazy.
Big deal. But to me, the reaction, like I understand trespassing, but their reaction when you read it was so over the top.
Right. It was probably an LSD lab.
Yeah.
But it's they were hired by the current owners to keep people from, exploring the land. It's like, Is there something there that you're like, you know, you're trying to prevent?
Yeah, that seems like a weird thing to say. Like, you don't say, what'd you see? You say, nothing to see here. Why are you kids even here?
It's probably because there were shallow graves.
Right.
It was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the pool might, in fact, just be a ruse to, like, hide what's, like, underneath. Yeah. I don't know. The whole place, go read about Hatch's Camp.
Okay.
Read about St. Anne's Retreat, and you will understand that, like, if I were in this coffee shop, and
they're making
like,
coffee with ghost water.
Yeah.
I mean, right. It's like, I mean, could this somehow have carried downstream into this coffee?
Ghosts are often associated with water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very common thing.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's very possible that spirit energy.
Next to the coffee shop is a batting cage. And in my mind, I'm like, are these just like children ghosts that are just like, there's a
zoo. Arrested development of sorts?
There's a zoo there.
Yeah.
There's, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's a park. It's like this just where like these ghost children have come to like hang out and play, and there's music, and is that the other universe that exists that's just sort of merging here?
Who knows?
That makes sense to me.
All of this makes sense to me up to the point of the ghost used a military discount.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think in terms of this this coffee shop? I'll give you my final thought.
Okay.
I think that they've got a major hacker in their system.
Someone that just knows how to hit the employee discount button.
I mean,
who's hacking our system?
And like he's just pinning it on two unwitting family members.
Yeah. No, what I think is this. I think that as technology progresses, and like nowadays, if you have a modern day home, it is built such that you have an application on your phone that you can you can control your thermostat. You can turn your lights on, turn them off, fans. You can turn. You can check and see if your oven is on. Yeah, you can do it all from your phone, which means everything in your house more and more is connected via Bluetooth to a single device, which you can access remotely. And as this happens, more and more people will hack into that.
Right.
Sometimes just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Just literally just to be like, you know what would be funny is like we'll just hack into John's house and we'll just make it seem like there's ghosts there for like years.
Dude, right. Yeah. And I mean, people in Utah are bored as fuck.
Yeah.
They've got to be.
It's like pray, prank, it's like, you know what? Pray,
they
prank.
They fucked up they gave me nonsense with my coffee order this one time.
They
and
did.
I didn't appreciate it because I go there based on one fact and one fact alone.
Yeah.
No nonsense.
Pure and simple.
This
Guess
is
what?
A lot of nonsense.
Everyone gets the military discount now.
Yeah, it's straight nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for that, I mean, I think that's probably like if, say, the wife was like, don't fucking touch the thermostat. And you're like, you know what? I got it on my phone. I'm going to change it. And she's like, honey, what happened? She's like, oh, it's a ghost. It's a ghost. Why is it so cold in the house? It's a fucking ghost. And she's like, you're right. It wouldn't be my husband. You know, right. I think that's the situation. It's like there's a ghost when someone doesn't want to really admit that they're just fucking with
the two people that are only working when that discount button gets used.
Yeah.
This seems like a really elaborate cover up for a very simple solution.
Yeah.
But if I had to go out on a limb, I'm saying it's ghost water.
Oh, yeah.
They're brewing coffee with
ghost water.
Because if the graves are up there near the campsite and stuff, that means all the river water and the aquifers and stuff like that is carrying bits of soul.
I mean, this is where I'm like,
it's a soul, bits.
Energy is such a weird thing. And if there is some sort of rift in Logan Valley, that is why we have places like Skinwalker Ranch and other things. If there's something going on there, then, I mean, and I just can't rule anything out.
I mean,
but it's a little far-fetched. Like, listen, go listen to that fucking elephant. It's a...
Yeah, it's wild.
It's a legit elephant
sound. Even for them to pick up the growl like that, you wouldn't hear that across from a zoo. You'll hear like a...
No.
Right.
And not a...
Man, I've been to a zoo 500 times in my... No, not that many. 100 times in my life. I've heard like 4 fucking growls.
Right, yeah.
Lions are the worst, man.
They're not really performers.
Dude, they're all asleep.
Every
time. Animal I want to see when I go to the zoo, they're asleep.
The zoos are the worst. Stop zooing up animals.
Yeah, or they just, at zoos, they just need to have a stick so you can poke those animals and make them.
Or just like that button where it's just like.
That's the circus. That's why.
I'm just joking. Like, I don't go to zoos because I think they're the saddest place on earth.
The last time I went to a zoo is when we did that festival up in D.C.
We went to a zoo? I didn't go.
You might have left the day after because it was me, Hillary, Tristan, and Vinny.
Oh, yeah.
And we ate magic brownies before we went to the zoo.
Yeah, damn.
And I was given like all these animals like separate names. Oh, nice. It was like
the National Zoo. Nice.
Yeah, the National.
It's great. That's a great zoo.
I'm a Lions fan.
Oh, I wasn't on that trip. I was on the RV trip.
That's right.
You were on that?
Because yeah. it was only the four of us. Then. Yeah. The humans didn't come up with
us. Man, people fucking flip for those pandas there, man. It's insane.
Every animal of note was just laying down in their den.
Yeah, because they don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either. And that's the other thing. That was like, I had the same thought as you did. I'm like, I don't want to go somewhere where these animals are kept literally against their will for our entertainment or intrigue or whatever. And then you go, and it's still not worth it. Like, at the very least, like, if this is going to be subjugated animals, I want to at least see some laps.
Yep.
I want to see get a rope in your mouth. Like, let's play tug of war. Yeah. Let's do some shit.
Yeah.
I think doing anything with the turtles swimming in their terrariums.
Yeah.
When I went to the D.C. Zoo once with two of my kids, my two oldest, and my third was sick. And we went, and we were walking around, and there's the panda walk. And we walked kind of past that, because it was just... I mean, it's literally like a line of
people. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we walk up, and we're up what's called like the Panda Cafe or something. And I see a dude with a camera lens where the end of the lens is like literally like this big.
No. Yeah,
like an
NFL sideline photographer.
Yeah.
Right. Like.
Yeah. And I see him like pointing at something, and then he's, you know, I can hear like... And then he kind of like breaks it. He's breaking it down. And he's
janitor's feet.
Yep. And I was like, hey, what were you shooting over there? And he's like, oh, the baby panda hangs out in that tree branch right there. You can see it.
Oh, crazy.
So I was like, oh, let's go over there.
Fucking pedophile.
And
I only watch
the baby panda.
We walk over and the thing's like 4 feet from us, this baby panda. And we get like pictures and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Just me and my two kids. And as we're leaving, like we see this family and I'm like, hey, man, the baby panda's over there. And someone hears me and is like,
oh, no.
The baby panda. Literally, like 4 seconds later, 400 people.
It was like you yelled Justin Bieber.
Somebody threw someone over the rail. Like, yeah. Tried to get a better
just
view.
Just throwing panties at the baby
panda. My baby should be your baby friend.
Yeah.
So take my baby.
Oh, it's nuts. So, it's people zoos are weird.
Yeah, I don't
know how we got on this, but there's a zoo near this place. People are dumb. This coffee shop, I think, is running a discount until
Soul Bits,
the 30th.
Dude.
Yeah,
Soul Bits.
A lot of nonsense for this no nonsense coffee shop.
I'll go there. I'll fucking
honestly, I kind of want to go there.
Yeah, if they want to be a sponsor, I'll fucking. We did a whole episode. You owe us money.
And so here's who owes us money. This coffee shop.
Yep.
Blue River Paranormal.
Whatever these people.
Yeah, Bear River.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, if you ever want to just peruse some good like. About, you know, like websites have like about us, and then like our team, the team over there is
hell yeah,
I love them.
All right,
I want to be on that team.
Is it one of those teams that checks the boxes for like the pro personas, like the A team?
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah,
here's the muscle, here's the guy that like
this guy's named hates, Dragon,
hates facts.
Yes, there is. It's got you go and you're like, I know exactly that guy's role on this team.
Well, and that's why they probably do well.
Yeah, they're probably great.
Yeah, we call that guy Hemi.
Hemi.
Yeah. He's the one that drives.
That's right, Hemi.
So that's my final thought. I think there's something here.
Sometimes his wife drives. We call her Hermie.
I think the bear, the St. Anne's is the real story.
Yeah, yeah. I want to check that place out.
I do like the way that you kind of bear, like, I liked how the story today seemed kind of, you know, innocuous to start.
Yeah.
And then you just go up the river a little bit.
You're like, oh, by the way, dead baby
it's like,
ghost.
Oh, by the way,
yeah,
lots of tragedy happening right up the road.
A nunnery. That's what people call it in the air, the nunnery, where they just kept pregnant nuns and then.
They should have named it Nun Nonsense.
Nun.
I'm sorry. I'll see myself up.
Keep
no
nun
nonsense.
Your kids.
Yeah, I'll see myself up.
Yeah, what a terrible story.
Yeah, not as bad as my puns.
All right. Okay,
should
that's
it be
my final thought.
Nonsense or no nonsense?
No nonsense. Yeah, right.
All right. Any other final thoughts before we?
I think we solved the mystery.
I think we did.
Yeah, I need to get some coffee.
Well, listen, Alex. Always great to have you on the pod. Before
appreciate you
we
guys
go,
me back.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to prep? You want to push?
My resume is out there on Indeed.com, ZipRecruiter.com, Glassdoor.com. LinkedIn.com.
Perfect.
I will be doing two hot, super long sets at the North Carolina Comedy Festival this coming weekend, so September 9th and 11th.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, people will still not have bought tickets to see me perform comedy.
Great.
So
probably
great.
Can find it online.
Yeah, you can find it online. Right. And, you know.
Yeah. Awesome, dude.
Just keep your faces to the internet.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. This has been Conspiracy Beer Me. Still Justin Scranton.
And I'm Shane Smith, and this was
Alex Hofford.